Report: Trans player joins San Jose State women's volleyball team. By Warner Todd Houston on April 17, 2024. San Jose State University has very quietly added a transgender player to its women's volleyball team without alerting opposing teams or the new player's teammates that he was born a male, according to a report. The school added Blair Fleming, who was born Braden, is now the only transgender player in the Division I Mountain West Conference, according to Redux. It appears that parents of opposing players have been suspicious of Fleming since 2022. "I first watched my daughter play Blair via live stream and then in person for a second match," the mother said. "My daughter mentioned to me before the second match that there were rumors about Blair being a male." The woman added that it seemed pretty clear the way Fleming was playing that he was not born a female. "He jumped higher and hit harder than any woman on the court. There was no other female athlete on the court that day that could compare with Blair's athleticism. He also had very narrow hips. I took notice of how he was dressed with a longer shirt in the front as well," she added. The worried parent also said that her daughter ended up being injured by Fleming, whose more powerful hits were something she had not encountered before. "He was basically unstoppable at times. He was jumping so high that I was concerned our blockers could not defend against such a fast-moving hit," said the parent, who wishes to remain anonymous for fear that her daughter will face retaliation. The mother also noted that her daughter's stats uncharacteristically fell for the game against San Jose. "Coincidentally, those two games, my daughter's stats were not as good as most other games. Her stats were dramatically different because she was trying to compete against a male who my daughter said would stare her down after plays and was extremely arrogant." Insiders also said that none of the women on the San Jose team were told that the 6-foot, 1-inch tall Fleming was a transgender athlete. The woman went on to blast San Jose for taking opportunities away from women. "I watched those San Jose State female athletes sit on the sidelines while a male took away their chance to play. These women only have 4 years to compete, and they are losing those years to a male. Not only that, but the chance of injury is greatly increased for women when they play against a male with very clear physical strength advantages. It's just dangerous above all else. Fleming has been playing on girls' teams for years. He first played on the girls' team at John Champ High School in Virginia before attending Coastal Carolina University. He transferred to San Jose in 2022 ahead of South Carolina's rules changes that would have prevented him from playing on the women's volleyball team." The Independent Council on Women's Sports, ICONS, blasted San Jose for trying to conceal Fleming's true identity. "The NCAA is defrauding female athletes by withholding information about a teammate or opponent's true sex," said ICONS's spokesperson Marshy Smith. "Women are not given the chance to decide whether they want to face heightened safety risks on the court or share women's locker rooms with men. The NCAA's reward system encourages deceit, leading to financial and academic advantages for males at the expense of girls and young women in sports. This harmful practice must be stopped immediately." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.